Argument for Loving from a Distance. Raining this morning, and the foothills are dusted with the gray light that comes with bad weather. Even through the water's falling sound, the train makes itself heard across the city, like church bells at midnight. What beautiful moaning loudness becomes when it's forced to stretch itself across a distance. Like the way my lover's song greets me from upstairs, where he's singing in my shower. Even across our short reach, his voice sounds truer than it does when he sings and I am near him. Listening to him croon through the water's heavy moving, I'm certain Eurydice was pleased when Orpheus looked back too soon. How happy it is to die twice, when your reward is your lover's real voice reaching you across wind and water and time. How relieving the realization he is more himself without you, than when you are spread out naked below him, your hair tangled in his palms, and his song diluted from your sating his longing. What is constant across all love is the inevitability of its end. One of us will grow bored, or one of us will die, and knowing this, it seems Eurydice was best to leave love early. Wait too long, and he'll stop singing, even from a distance. Go now. Run from your love. May your absent touch be the bells he hears clanging out from the steeple into the gray night that slows into morning, where the train will try to outmoan the wind, where he will liken this moaning to the way you sounded beneath him. He will pick up his lust like a lyre and sing your name, trying to reach you wherever you are. And wherever you are, you will hear his song haunting the air like mist. Listen to how entirely he loves you for the first time.